Back on with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. I appreciate you giving us a little more time, Nick. Good to hear that the fishing is definitely on right now.
Yeah, I've been having a blast out there. Love this time of year, and you know, the weather's been so mild. It's just been perfect.
Well, I want to get into these river reports. I guess since the big storm on Sunday, things have picked up quite a bit.
Yeah, it seemed like after things stabilized, you know, same thing happened the week before. I thought, you know, with that front moving through on Wednesday, things would be good, and it was just awful. And then a couple days later, it started picking up, and then we got our second round of storms that shut things down for a minute. But by Monday, it was just on fire, and it's been pretty darn good since.
Now, what are we talking about? Steelhead, browns?
Steelhead and coho have been my main catch. I have heard quite a bit about browns out of another river. I haven't been to that one much.
So there are some rivers showing all those species then. That's pretty crazy. All right, let's talk tactics. How about live bait versus hardware versus flies?
Live bait's been great. A lot of guys getting them on jigs and waxies, even our fake waxies from Mr. Dirks. That's been a very, very popular one. But the hardware guys are actually doing really good too, which isn't always something you see when the water is, you know, 33, 34 degrees. But when you're finding fresh arrivals, they've been pretty willing to hit hardware. A lot of guys throwing spinners, spoons. Haven't heard a lot about cranks. For the fly guys, we're getting them on eggs. We're getting them on nymphs. But the big thing lately has been streamers. That's been a lot of fun. Working better than I've ever seen them work for this time of year.
Any colors you could throw at us?
I've been using kind of a goofy one. Don't really want to give it up, I guess. if you come into the fly shop, you'll see what I'm tying. The flies that just keep showing up every day, that's probably what you want to buy.
Well, there you go. We'll leave it at that as far as the colors go and pattern, because that'll give them an incentive to come say hi to you and see the shop. But I really appreciate you sharing, you know, everything going on with that. And I also want to put a plug in for the jig selection that you have there. You got great jigs there. They work awesome for ice fishing and for river fishing steelhead with waxies.
Yeah, we've got more jigs than you're going to find anywhere else. Got two Michigan companies, and then we've got CMT, we've got Jammin' Jigs, we've got a lot of good stuff for steelheaders, but, you know, guys use these for panfish and walleye, too. They come in a lot of great glow colors, nice sharp hooks.
Awesome. All right, quickly, what's going on the break wall? I haven't heard any reports this week.
It's been about a week and a half since I've been out there, and it was dead.
Huh.
At that time, you know, spoke with the CO a couple times, and he kind of said the same thing, so I don't know what's going on there, but not a lot of guys out either.
Yeah, you can kind of look out your back window there and see if people are on the break wall. So, yeah, I don't know. Usually this time of year, until the ice starts forming on Lake Superior, it's usually really good. But something's going on there where the fish just aren't there, I guess.
No, I think they were in a little earlier than everyone anticipated. And we missed a bit of it. You know, the Menominee was good for a while. And, you know, Lakers had their brief moments. Nothing great for coho, steelhead, browns, kings, just one or two here or there.
All right, Nick, I appreciate your time today, and hopefully folks stop in and see what that hot color pattern is that you're tying up there left and right and just slaying the steelhead on. So thank you so much for your time.
Anytime, Adam. Talk to you soon.
Nick at Superior Outfitters sharing the fishing reports with us here on The Outdoor Show.